Good morning. This is Gavin Stewart, having observed the 2 minute silence because of Remembrance Sunday. Welcome to Sid Valley Radio. And how about this piece of music to continue? And it's the Corries, The Green Fields of France.
Sit here by your graveside and rest for a while in the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. Was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Sweetheart behind, in some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Though I know that you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever pain? In an old photograph torn and tattered and stained and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame, did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and bright on the green fields of France? A warm summer breeze makes the red poppies dance. The trenches are scattered along another plough. No gas, no barbed wire, there's no gunfire now. But here in this graveyard it is still no man's land. Countless white crosses are mute where they stand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, and a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lonely? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? I can't help but wonder, young Willie McBride, do those who lie here really know why they died? Did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars? The sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame, the killing and the death. again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lonely? Did they sing the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lonely? Did they sing the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Ricoris and the green fields of France. Welcome along, yes, Sid Valley Radio. And it's 11:13 at the current time. Welcome. And just to prove you're listening to Sid Valley Radio.
Sid Valley Radio.
Indeed, it is Remembrance Sunday. So today the show is slightly different. We're still going to be looking at the weather round about 11:30. But no musical birthdays, just music all the way through to 1 o'clock. So, music, I Remember You, Frank Ifield.
I remember you, is dank no undish by Targ und Nacht, dank no immer undish. Sag mir, ich hab dich lieb. Lass mich doch nicht immer so allein. Ich brauche dich und will nur glücklich sein.
Obviously not the original version of Frank Ifield, I Remember You. Apologies about that. A nice piece of music. And when I was selecting today's playlist, I thought, let's play Cat Stevens and remember the days of the old schoolyard. And a memory came back to me that way back when I was at primary school, I went to the same primary school, Sean Connery. Now, they put a plaque up on the wall to say Sean Connery attended school here, blah, 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 about 20-odd years before me, maybe a bit longer. But anyway, they didn't put a plaque up about me. But a memory came back to me that my mum was summoned by the headmaster and we were shown into his office. And she was given a seat, obviously. I had to stand next to her, facing the headmaster. And someone had drawn a big love heart in the girls' playground. Now, the playgrounds were segregated, iron railings separating them, different gates to go in, etc. So someone had drawn a big love heart, and they'd put GS... Loves, I see. So they'd scoured the school records. And of course, I had the only initials, GS, for Gavin Stewart. The poor unfortunate girl, who was IC, was named Irene Cranston. Now, the headmaster took it upon himself to assume that I'd sneaked in the girls' playground, drawn this big love heart, and it was down to me. I was guilty. But I knew nothing about it, so the headmaster laid the law down about rules, regulations, and behave yourself while you're at school, otherwise you'll end up in trouble. Well, that prompted this thought about Cat Stevens and Remember the Days of the Old School.
And we had warm toast for tea, and we laughed and needed love. Yes, I do. Oh, and I remember you.
Remembering the days of the old schoolyard, my goodness me. That's one memory. There was another time, because if I found the lesson boring at primary school, then I'd just stare and look out the window at the sunshine and the trees outside. And my mum was sent for again. And, we're worried about your son because he's not learning, and quite honestly, we think there may be something wrong with them. There wasn't. It's just the fact I thought some of the teachers were so boring, they didn't inspire you to sit and listen. So I just made alternative entertainment. However, I managed to go to junior secondary school, then senior secondary school in Edinburgh. Now it's all high schools and all the rest of it. Now, here's ABBA, and I still have faith in you.
I still have faith in you. I see it now. Through all these years, that faith lives on. Of which are rare and grow so hard. to find. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. I still have faith in you, and I will say, I never really thought I'd feel this way, but I remind myself it is to reach this far. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. It in me, I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. We did, it all comes down to love. Do I have it in
me? ABBA, from the album of Voyage, and of course ABBA Voyage in London, the experience is going strength to strength. They didn't envisage, I don't think, it lasting so long and being so popular. And I get emails saying, oh, we're booking up to 2026 now. Would you like to buy some tickets? So good old them. And if you love ABBA, then certainly that is an experience worth going to see in London. Now, who's next? Adrian Gurewitz. He's going to write a classic.
Gotta write a classic. Gotta write it in an attic. Babe, I'm an addict now. An addict for your love. I was a street boy, and you was my best toy. Found it easy to annoy you, but you were different from the rest. And I loved you all the wrong ways. Now listen to my say.
It's a wonderful song, and it's just called Classic. Let's have a look at the weather. It's 11:32, so time to look at the weather for today. And 14 degrees high, 11 degrees overnight tonight, light rain showers with a fresh breeze. Oh, blimey, didn't it half rain on Friday? I had to go to the chemist to pick up a prescription. Oh, I was like a drowned rat by the time I got home. Anyway, that's my experience of the weather. And yesterday was not too bad. Today, cloudy, overcast, and possible rain showers. Now, Frank Sinatra, he recorded a song called It Was a Very Good Year. Brilliant. Rod Stewart then recorded a version. I thought, how about playing that instead of Frank Sinatra?
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with all that perfumed hair. Then I was 35. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means who ride in limousines.
but now the days grow short. I'm in the autumn of my years, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs, from the brim to the
Stewart and his version, It Was a Very Good Year. Well, I can't name one particular year which was good, but I've enjoyed my life. Here's Rod again, and he was at the Royal Albert Hall last night for the service of remembrance. Oh, here he is one more time.
It's not the color of your hair or the beauty in your eyes that I'll be missing. Oh, the sunshine in your smile, oh, those ruby red lips I've been kissing. Now your family don't like me, this I understand. I don't want to settle down, I'm just a rambling man. I'd rather be out rocking with my good old country band. Yes, I would. But listen, baby, it was great while it lasted.
Oh, yeah.
And together we smashed it.
Oh, yeah.
There's just for one more thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
I know that I can keep a secret, baby, can you too?
One more time, baby, one more time, baby, one more time, just for old time's sake. One more time, baby, one more time, baby, one more time, just for old time's sake.
Separate and find somebody new. It's hard to imagine somebody else with you. You taught me how to nasty in those naughty high heel shoes. The devil wears Prada. We were lovers for a while, but it all came crashing down. The sex was immense by good old country mile. Make no mistake, you'll always be on speed dial. Oh yeah. It was great while it lasted. And stay together forever, forever. So it's a bon voyage, farewell. While I'm whirling down to Woodstock in my beat-up Jaguar, there's no regrets or sadness, but maybe we should have known better. We should have known better, baby. It was great while it lasted. And together we smashed it.
One more time, baby, one more time, just for old time's sake.
Come on.
One
Rod Stewart one more time. I see he's doing some more dates at, pardon me, in his tour in America next year. So does that mean he could be doing some more dates in the UK? We'll have to wait and see. But not finishing with Rod, because here's his version of the Temptations song, Just My Imagination.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy.
Stewart, his version of Just My Imagination. That's all from Rod for today. Thank you, Siose. Now, the Rembrandts, they recorded a piece of music that suddenly became a hit on the telly because it introduced Friends. Friends, I'll Be There For You. And the theme, of course, for Friends, the TV series. And I think originally they only recorded a short bit of the music just to go over the credits. And then people kept asking for it, so they had to make it into a full-length song. Here's Peter and Gordon, A World With Our Love. Well, it'd probably be a strange place indeed. A World Without Love. Peter Asher and Gordon Wallace. Sadly, Gordon's no longer with us. Peter Asher is, and I think he still does the occasional concert or appearance anyway, but is still involved with the music business. A World Without Love. Unimaginable. Now, Paul Stokoe. Well, he is Paul from Peter, Paul and Mary. But he wrote some great songs. And this, I think, was a wonderful song and never really saw the light of day. It's just called The Wedding Song.
Rest assured, this dream
song written by Paul from Peter, Paul and Mary, the wedding song. Wonderful. And Petula Clark recorded it, I think, if you can find a version of that on the internet, and also James Last and his orchestra. Here's a more modern tune, Living by Numbers. Themselves New Music and Living by Numbers. And it's strange because my driving license is due for renewal in January. And it says, oh, do it online or phone up and we'll send you a manual application form. So last night, Julie, online, blah, 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 doing it all the way. And because I suffer from diabetes and use insulin, I have to fill in a bit about my doctor so they can get in touch, confirm, etc. Come to put in the phone number for the medical practice, not recognised. How is that? How can that be? Modern technology. And we don't recognise that phone number because it happens to be an old-fashioned number. It's only five figures. Oh, my goodness me. Technology, it's rubbish. So I've got to phone them up, get them to send a manual application form, fill it in, send it all back. Here's the move. BlackBerry Way.
Absolutely pouring down with rain. It's a terrible day. I'm with the light.
Blackberry Way. Yes, so that was my experience of trying to renew my driving license online. Oh, dear. Waste of time. Or get my doctor to make up a new phone number just so the computer at the other end recognises a 6-digital number, not 5 numbers. Now, Neil Diamond, he's had tremendous success in his lifetime. So we've got 3 from Neil, starting with this one.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find a girl to stay and won't play games behind me, but I'll be what I am, a solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal, being well, love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong.
Solitary man. Here's Brooklyn Rhodes explaining a bit about his songwriting.
I remember reading somewhere a long time ago that if you really wanted to truly write meaningful music, you had only to dig into your own experiences in your own life to find something that you felt passionate about. And so I decided for the very first time to write something about my own life and my own experience. The song tells just a little bit about what it was like growing up in Brooklyn, New York. Close my eyes, I can almost hear my mother calling, Neil, go find your brother. That is home, yet it's still time for supper, hurry on. And I see two boys racing up two flights of staircase, squirming into Papa's embrace, and his whiskers warm on their face. Where's it gone? Oh, where's it gone? Two floors above the butcher, first door on the right, and light filled to the brim as I stood by my window and looked out on those Brooklyn roads. Mama come to school, and as I stood there softly crying, the teacher'd say, he's just not trying. Got a good head, yeah, Peter Plyant, but you know yourself, it's always somewhere else. Castle with dragons and kings, and I'd ride off with them as I stood by my window and looked out on those Brooklyn roads. Strangers' faces and all the scars that love erases. But as my mind walks through those places, I'm wondering what's come of them. Does some other young boy home to my room? Does he dream what I did as he stands by my window and looks out on those Brooklyn roads? Brooklyn roads. Brooklyn.
See, if I tried to write a song about growing up in Edinburgh, I don't think a fish shop and newspaper shops and a shop selling radios and tellies and a couple of newsagents would have the same bearing as Neil and Brooklyn Roads. But he wrote also some great love songs.
somebody would soon come to get you. Was hoping that maybe I could be the one.
Now
wonderful Ooh, Do I Want to Be Yours. Great love song. And I say great songwriter as well. Wrote many songs. Early ones were the Monkees, I'm a Believer, and Red Red Wine originally recorded by Jimmy James and the Vagabonds, and then UB40 recorded it and made him a bit more money with it as well. So here's Mac Davis.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keeping friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free. A hot-blooded woman child, and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free. Baby, baby,
his most recognisable hit. He is a prolific songwriter, country singer, but Mac Davis, Don't Get Hooked on Me, is probably his best known song. Now, Radio 1. Yes, Radio 1, mentioning another radio station. They do come up with some great tunes from time to time. How about this one?
1, 2, 3, 4.
times like these do we activate? Do something to improve, don't procrastinate. I've been cooking, I'll make all the capacity play. Stream games at 11, but I clap at 8. And I'll jiggle FaceTime if you tempt me. Time to pay back all the health docs left me. And for me, West 10's elementary. But right now, I wanna see life go empty again.
Lounge All Stars from Radio 1 and Times Like These. A song, I think, written by the Foo Fighters. I love Glenn Campbell's version of that song. But moving on, yes, we have to, because in the wings, Lionel Richie. over. But he got so excited, he ended up dancing on the ceiling. My goodness me, how can you manage that? I asked myself.
What in the world is happening down here?
That. Here's Levi Siffrey.
That's why I know.
laughing, loving, and lie. Oh, we're running short of time. So how about John Layton, actor, he was in Biggles originally on the series and on the telly. So here he is when he turned to singing, Johnny, Remember Me?
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. It's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind, blowing in the treetops, way above me.
Johnny,
yes, I'll another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sign of the wind, blowing in the treetops, way above me. Yes, I'll
John Layton, Johnny, Remember Me. Yes, actor appearing in the original, I think it was ITV, Biggles was on. Oh, I can't remember. Many, many years ago. Now, here's Gloria Estefan and a song called Don't Wanna Lose You.
Sometimes it's hard and I know that the moment is here. I'll open my heart and show you inside. My love has no pride, I feel. I've got nothing to hide. Myself, myself. I don't wanna lose you now. We're gonna time. And I hope that's the way it will stay.
Fan, don't want to lose you. Here's Gordon Lightfoot. If I could read your mind.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark strong with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstores sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. You won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take.
Yeah.
that you left. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind. Now, Elton John, The Circle of Life, not long to go to 1 o'clock, and Sid Valley Radio is on the air, of course, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and different shows with different styles of music. Here's Elton.
On the planet and blinking.
John, the circle of life.
Circle of life.
Just goes round and round and round. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and we're playing out with an acoustic version from Deacon Blue of Chocolate Girl. Thank you all for listening. I shall return tomorrow evening at 11 o'clock on Sid Vine Radio. I hope you've enjoyed the music today. Slightly different show because it's Remembrance Sunday. Thank you all for listening. You all take care. Enjoy the rest of the day. Here's Deacon Blue.
He only thinks the numbers. He only drinks in restaurants where the girls are fully covered. His yearnings. No sense in not pretending. The simple shares so much power, his heart is generating. And he calls her the chocolate girl. He thinks she melts when he touches her. She knows she's a chocolate girl. She's broken up and swallowed and wrapped in bits of silver. Understand this. He says he's only human, so still has some of the old flames as if to try to prove it. He doesn't like emotion.